those that have are sitting at the end of the pews, if you'll take up that little silver tray, we can put our children's offering in that. So children, please come forward.
Good morning. This morning, the story I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit ashamed to tell you, but I need to tell you, because if you can learn from my mistake, then hopefully you won't repeat this mistake. Okay, let me get it. Let everybody get situated. Okay. I was going to come down to Bible study one day. But I had an errand that I needed to run first, and I had allowed enough time, plenty of time, to be able to do the errand, get that done quickly, and make it down here to Bible study. And so as I'm driving through town, and I get about halfway through town, at the intersection where we usually turn left to come down to Roseburg, I got this thought, you should turn here. But the errand that I needed to run was at the far end of town, at my eye doctor's. And I only had a certain amount of time that I was able to go and pick up my contacts from him. So I thought, you know, I could go that way, but if I get to Roseburg and I get stuck, I'm not gonna get to pick them up. So I'm going down through town. I'm gonna go get that done quickly, and then I'll go to study. And so I got maybe a block and a half and two blocks, and guess what happened? Woo-woo! The train was coming through town. Now in our town, when the train comes through in Sutherland, if it's really long, it'll block off all the entrances and exits to Sutherland, and you're stuck. You can't get out. As a matter of fact, we usually just get in line, turn our car off, and sit and wait, because you don't know if it's going to be 5 minutes or 25 minutes. So that's what I did. I got in line, and just as I did that and got situated to wait, here comes a car on my left side in the turning lane, and they made a left turn to the road that was close to where I was sitting. And I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, oh, that car's going that way. It was going and making a loop around to the road that I should have went on. But I didn't think quick enough, and pretty soon there were cars behind me, and I couldn't back up, and I was stuck there. And I thought, oh, no, I'm going to be late for Bible study. So I knew my husband was with Pastor Tony, and I said, can you please tell Pastor Tony, I'm coming to Bible study, but I'm stuck at the train. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'll be there. And as soon as we hung up, guess what? There was the last car of the train, and I was free to go. So here I am, I'm going. Okay, I'm going to make it on time. And then I get this thought. You should wait till after Bible study to go get your contacts. And I thought, I could wait till after Bible study, but if I get stuck, I'm not going to get them. I'm going to go. And I'm driving a little bit more, and I get this thought. You are going to be late for Bible study. And I looked at the time, and I thought, there's plenty of time. I'm going to be able to do this. Was I being a little selfish and stubborn? I was. And as I continued to drive, I remembered, there's a couple things I need to take care of and calculate and figure out before I go pick up my contacts. And so I grab a piece of paper and a pen, and we're all going really slow because there's long lines on both sides of the road. And I'm driving, and I'm watching, and I'm calculating, and writing, and watching, and driving. Was that a good idea?
No.
No, Grace, it was not. What was I doing? I was distracting myself from the most important thing I should be doing. And I'm calculating, and I'm driving, and I'm watching the cars, and as I look at the car in front of me, it all of a sudden stops dead in the road. Now, I was driving our Camry, which is really heavy in the front end, and it does not stop on a dime. It takes a little bit of time to stop that car. And even if I had not been distracting myself, I might not have been able to stop because it's so heavy. And so I hit the brakes, And guess what? Did I stop? No. I hit the back of the little pickup in front of me. And I went, oh no. Was I being rebellious? Was I being stubborn and self-willed? I was. And from the sound that I heard, I knew it was not going to be a pretty picture. But I want to share with you what God did, how he, even though I was not being very obedient, he was still showing me his love. At the place where I hit the back of that truck, there was a parking lot off to the right, and it was the perfect place to pull off. You would have thought that the man ahead of me that I hit and I had planned this. We perfectly went together, went off into the parking lot, and I thought, oh no, he's going to be mad, because usually what happens in those situations is they get out of their car and they're yelling and screaming at you. But you know what? That man got out, and he was so sweet, and he was so kind, and guess what he did? I'm so sorry. I said, no, I'm sorry. It was my fault. I should have paid more attention. He said, I don't know what happened, but the car in front of me stopped, and I didn't think I was going to be able to stop, but I did. I said, well, if I'd been paying more attention, I probably would have stopped. I said, is your car okay, your truck? And he said, oh, I'm not worried. I knew that nothing was going to happen to that truck. And you know what? There was not even one scratch on his truck. It was perfectly fine. We didn't even get that whiplash thing that you get when you get into a fender bender or a wreck. And so the man went on his way, and then guess what? I had to call my husband and tell him what I did. And I thought, oh boy, he's not going to be happy. And Pastor Tony had to know why I wasn't coming to Bible study. Oh, that doesn't look good either. But you know what? They were both so gracious and kind. Do you know what they wanted to know? Was I okay? Through those three men, God showed me his great love, even though I was not making a good choice. And not only that, do you know what else God did? God helped us to find a place that would fix our car, that did it faster and cheaper and did a really nice job. And we did not have to pay a dime to get that car fixed. You know, we make choices, and sometimes when we won't listen, God gives us those choices, but also the consequences. So I want you guys to remember three things. When the adult that's taking care of you or God speaks to your heart, listen. Don't just hear the words like I did. Listen and pay attention and do what they ask you to do, or you might have bigger consequences than I did. Don't let yourself get distracted. We live in a world where there's all kinds of things going on, computers and entertainments that distract us from getting to know Jesus better. And if we're distracted from that, guess what's happened? You will have a lot worse consequences than what we would have had everything happened that should have happened. And the very most important thing, don't forget that no matter whether you make good choices or bad choices, and hopefully you'll make good choices, God loves you. And God will be with you through everything you go through, even when you blow it. Okay? Let's pray. Okay. Father in heaven, sometimes we just are selfish like I was. Sometimes we don't listen. But Lord, we thank you that even when that happens, you are right there beside us. And I know that you love each one of these boys and girls. Please help them to learn, Father, from this story, from my mistake, so they don't have to go through it. Help them to stay close to you and not be distracted. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, don't forget to pick up the offering, and you guys can come get a car if you would like one. Lauren, you can come in, honey.